With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In New York City, Comptroller Brad Lander arrested and accosted by mass federal agents at immigration court. That was in Lower Manhattan as he resisted. The city's elected financial watchdog and a Democratic candidate for mayor appeared at 26 Federal Plaza and the morning of June 17 to observe immigration hearings. President Trump has no plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz following those targeted shootings to lawmakers over the weekend. He says it would be a waste of time.
I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out, I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him, say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess.
Walz was Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate on the Democrat ticket last year against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. The president says when it comes to Iran's conflict with Israel, he's looking for something that he calls better than a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
Is there something that would be permanent?
Yeah, or giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Meanwhile, it appears Israel's attacks have already taken a heavy toll on Iran's nuclear program.
Israel's airstrikes have had direct impacts on Iran's principal uranium enrichment facility, including its underground centrifuge halls. That's the conclusion of the UN's nuclear watchdog. Israel has been hammering the Natanz site, as well as targets in Tehran, sending residents fleeing the city. Iran has been hitting back, firing missiles at Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Americans tightening the purse strings.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell sharply last month as consumers decreased their spending after a sharp increase in March to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen on Wall Street. It's been slow going. The Dow is off 291 points. This is SRN News. Is your pastor holding down a part-time job?
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue more opinions this week in critical cases. One of those rulings will decide the legality of a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations in children. If that measure is struck down, it would mean the end of similar statutes in a number of other states. The High Court will also decide a case in Maryland where parents want to be able to pull their children out of classes that promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. In India, investigators are studying data now from that Boeing 787 Dreamliner jet that crashed shortly after takeoff last week.
The black boxes will provide cockpit conversations and data related to the plane's engine and control settings to investigators. Amit Singh, a former pilot and an aviation expert, says that the recovery of the flight data and cockpit voice recorders are crucial to piece together the sequence of events. The cockpit voice recorder records pilots' conversations, emergency alarms and any distress signal made before a crash. The plane's digital flight data recorder stores information related to the engine and control settings. Both devices are designed to survive a crash. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And separately, yesterday, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner flown by Air India returned to Hong Kong's airport shortly after its takeoff due to an unspecified technical problem. More on these stories at srnnews.com.